Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Years ago, I was living in Zurich, Switzerland with my family. While shopping at the market, about to wrap up the purchase of groceries and accompanied by my daughter, I noticed, as I finished getting my change, that my then 3-year-old had slipped outside. I walked out the doors quickly, expecting to see her enjoying the playground that was just outside of Migros Market. I looked right. She was not in sight. I called. She did not answer. I called again. No answer. I put down my bags hurriedly and began to call with a note of panic in my voice. Soon I was shouting with reckless abandon. The piercing moments of terrorized panic went on for several minutes as I ran to and fro. My heart sank as I began to entertain the unthinkable idea that my daughter had been abducted. 5 minutes later, she reappeared, having hidden around the corner in one of the larger playground structures. It was the greatest relief of my life. Following the worst 5 minutes of my life and a few very serious minutes of conversation with my 3-year-old. Every parent's worst nightmare is the thought that some monster, usually their men, would abduct and mistreat one of their children. This nightmare has been relived all too many times in our nation and world. Most recently, the escape of Amanda Berry and her friends from their abductor has the nation riveted. Fortunately, this story provides a happier ending than most abductions. It took a great deal of gumption and courage for Amanda to cry out for help, and I think we all would like to thank Charles Ramsey for not ignoring her plaintive cries. High-profile abductions are not all that rare in Northern California. Karen Mitchell quickly comes to mind as she was seen last on the streets of Eureka almost 16 years ago. Her case is still unsolved. You would think that a child abduction would be a least likely subject for a Christian novel, and you would be right most of the time. Many novels in the modern Christian bookstore tend to be rather saccharine compared to the more gritty pieces of literature in the secular bookshelves. But there is one novel that was written by a Christian author named W. Paul Young, first published in 2007. This has gone on to sell over 16 million copies. The name of the novel is The Shack. It is a story of an unspeakable cruelty, an abduction and murder of a girl named Missy. The Shack provides the venue for the tragedy, but later, the Shack itself becomes something of a holy of holies, if you will, where God shows up and begins to heal the wounds of an angry father whose lovely young daughter was snatched from life by the jaws of a faceless and remorseless predator. Believe it or not, the novel has a surprising, and to me at least, a satisfying conclusion, proposing in the end that there is no wound on earth that heaven cannot heal. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.